dripping with inky vapor, the man screams again. Please! Please let me go! There's no reason to shout. Death's voice is smooth, perhaps even what one might consider to sound sincere. For the first time since stealing him from the living, she turns to look at the soul she drags. He is fascinatingly forgettable, she thinks as her dark eyes roam over his dull brown hair and muddied features. But he wears the face of fear, and that, however tedious, is familiar. No one can hear you, she finishes simply. The man blinks up at her in terror.
But you can hear me?
Death allows herself a moment to pity this soul. I am not who you want answering your prayers. With that, she turns to continue tugging her captured soul to its doom. The tip of that inky sword hangs from her hand to drag across the dry ground, spitting sparks in her wake. The man sputters from behind, prompting her to say, "Don't mind the bones. I put them here for show."
What?
The man chokes out. Humans have high expectations for death. For as much as everyone dreads it, they spend most of their life pondering the end of it and just how terrible it will be. Licking her lips, Death speaks what she often does, the truth. Death has no patience for decorum, so she finds that most words her tongue forms are frank. I didn't want to disappoint. Mercifully, the man stops his struggling.
So the bones aren't real?
What a silly question. There is Death's charming bluntness, especially because you already know the answer to it. The soul's cooperation is short-lived. Sighing through her nose, Death gladly drops the man's ankle. Ashen trees loom overhead once again, and the soul blinks up at their mossy branches from a spot well-worn into the decaying earth. Death pulls a handkerchief from her cloak to wipe the grime of a sinful soul from her hands. You're free to go. The man sits up suddenly. Mud dribbles down his chin like the disbelief tumbling from his mouth.
I am?
Well, you can lie there if you like. Death shrugs a shoulder. This, of all things, makes the man flinch beneath her. Such a flippant gesture, as though she's donned the skin of a human that doesn't quite fit right, is chilling on a creature so fearsome. You are free to do whatever you like, she says simply.
But what am I supposed to do?
The man asks hesitantly. Find a way out of the moors. Death takes a step back. Or don't. The soul scrambles to his feet before hurling questions at his captor.
There's a way out? What am I supposed to look for? Will I get to go back home?
Death answers to no man. Instead, she leaves him with a promise that most have spent an eternity clinging to. You are all alone here, unless you find a way out. Then she turns, banishing the soul to solitude. Yet he will never truly be alone, not like she. Lifting her gaze, Death is met with a sea of swarming souls. Like a writhing blanket, bodies drape every inch of the barren land. Every face is frantic, every soul searching for their freedom. They pass through one another, completely unaware of anything but the loneliness festering within them. And Death cuts through them all, a scythe cleaving through shadows. Glancing over a shoulder, she watches her fresh soul search the cracked earth for his escape. His eyes are alight with hope as he rakes through the mud, unaware of the dozens beside him doing the same. Death looks away, dismayed. They all dull, eventually. Isolation eats at the mind, but still, those unable to accept their fate search for a way out of it. The constant drone of wailing souls is a lullaby Death steps in time to. They often tend to unknowingly harmonize with their sorrow. Weaving between the milling bodies, Death scrutinizes each soul, absently counting off the common ways in which the dead cope. There is crying, of course. This is the obvious reaction. Then there are the souls who stare unseeingly at the dull sky above, having been here long enough to lack the energy to do much else. And finally, there are those who have searched every inch of the moors for their freedom, only to have lost their sanity. One soul in particular, Death knows each of her victims, and this woman has haunted the moors for nearly a month.